This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Casting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Men's Health with locations in Salem, New Hampshire and in Dedham next to Legacy Place.
Yeah. Shorty, I know what you need. Everything you need. I promise I ain't gonna hold out neither. I'm gonna give it all to you, baby. It's worth knowing. That's it.
Wiggy working from home until he recovers from the COVID. We be back after Thanksgiving. What is the requirement?
I have no idea. I thought the CDC says it's 10 days from your positive test, so...
Forever. That's how long it is.
I would be eligible to come back in after that Monday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's but just
not on Ken's watch. Cannot, not,
right, but I don't know
not,
what the
not
but,
with the not with the RA around. Forget
yeah,
about
so
it.
Yeah, so who do you listen to? What's
I don't know.
Downstairs,
but,
Joe.
Now it's just you and your son who have it, right? Like
yeah.
nobody else in the family caught it,
no.
which is interesting.
So, and that's what they said, that, you know, they say that it's 10 days. I mean, now all of a sudden it's changed. It's no longer 10 days.
Well, no, Danielle, what do you mean, is it? Like, it's interesting that they all live in the same house.
No, I'm making a joke.
No, but I mean, it's very contagious. So, I don't know how doesn't...
Great, we're going to use Wiggy's non-contagious as a reason to downplay COVID. Yay!
No, nobody's downplaying anything. I'm just curious.
Wiggy, how would you rate this compared to the flu you may have got?
I would say the same.
It's the same?
Yeah, I mean, I've been sick before. I mean, it's no different than, it would be no different than, like, if you had, you know, flu-like symptoms that, you know, mild. I wouldn't even, you know, not even severe. So I wouldn't say that it's any different.
This is Joe from Medfield. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, hey, Greg. I don't understand how a coach is getting more credit than a player. Brady is the only GOAT in any sport. Where the coach gets more credit than the player. I mean, did Jordan not get more credit than Phil Jackson? You know, Gretzky in hockey. I would like you guys to weigh in on that.
Well, we talked about Phil Jackson the other day. I mean, how did Michael Jordan do without Phil Jackson? Not very well.
But no, I mean, he was 40 years old. That's not relevant to the conversation.
Michael Jordan, Wizards. Is not relevant. Brady discussion it the exact same thing?
Well, I think that we now look back on Jordan's career on his time as a Bull. We don't judge him negatively for ending his career with the Wizards.
See, no, I think the Jordan thing is different because Jordan retired for 3 years and then came back to the Wizards. If he would have went right to another team after that, I believe it was the 98 season with Phil Jackson, and went somewhere else when he was still at the kind of height of his career, then you might have been able to make the comparison to Brady.
Do you think that Tom Brady's at the height of his career?
I think that Tom Brady, when you looked at him last year, there were a lot of people, myself included, that said it wasn't anything physical. It was about the lack of talent.
That's not what I asked. I said, do you think he's at the height, the peak of his career?
No, but I still think he's one of the best in the game.
Right, but that's just, he's not. I mean, his peak was 2007, 2010, 2012.
What Wiggy is saying, I believe, is that you can now look at last season with Tom Brady, and it's not just the weapons that he had available. Maybe it was a somewhat of a drop when it comes to talent, to ability because of age.
I agree, and I think it's been a slow decline for Brady. It's not been falling off a cliff, and what Belichick refused to do was to boost up the quarterback by improving the pieces around him. This year, he's got 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. There's no way in hell through 11 games with this team he would have those same numbers.
It might be the age and the timing of the prime time games. Like, maybe those are too late for him.
Well, no, Greg,
he should not play past 1 p.m. because of his age. It's like a senior citizen thing, Curtis.
Here's a perfect way to maybe
spoken like a true senior
to maybe answer it. And I know it's all hypothetical. But what if Belichick was the head coach of that Buccaneers team with Brady at quarterback? What does Curtis think the record would be? How would Brady be playing?
The team would be better organized. It would be better coached, but. I mean, look at last year.
They probably would not have Tom Brady trying to heave the ball downfield for long distances at this point. Right.
So that would eliminate a handful of interceptions.
If you're asking me, is Bill Belichick a better coach than Bruce Arians? Yes, he's a much better coach than Bruce Arians. I mean, okay. So is my dog.
Okay, so Tom Brady, as great as he is, can't just go and perform at the same level with any coach in the NFL. Let's acknowledge that.
Is it the Lombardi Packers or is it the Bart Starr Packers when you think back on it? It's the coach.
It's the coach.
Uh-huh.
It's the coach.
Okay. And I think in the 1919, the White Sox got screwed, or the Black Sox, sorry.
Hold on. This is Manny. What's up, Manny?
Yeah, you guys just hit the nail on the head. If you put, Arians, he puts up quarterbacks, but they have record numbered interceptions because he likes those long bomb chuck plays, and stuff like that. So, you put another coach over there, and I'm telling you, Brady's going to be way better. If Tom Brady doesn't make it to the Super Bowl or he wins the Super Bowl, it'll be on Bruce Arians. It won't be on Tom Brady.
See, I don't know about that. I think it'll be on both of them, but I think a lot of people, myself included, thought that Brady instantly linking up with that type of talent, they were going to be unstoppable.
Okay, but we have to look at this. When we talk about Tom Brady's legacy, you have to think about it like 10 years from the final game he played. In 10 years from that, Brady will have a statue outside Gillette. There will be Tom Brady Night at Gillette Stadium. And he will have 6 Super Bowl titles. He'll have been to 9. He will have been part of one of the greatest upsets in Super Bowl history, the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. All of that is what your grandkids, Greg, will think about when they think of Tom.
I think that Bill will have only 6, or will Bill have 7 or 8 at that point?
He will have 6. Bill Belichick will not win another Super Bowl.
But I think there are a lot of people that will remember this because here's what it would be comparable. I don't think there's another.
Why do you want to besmirch the guy's legacy?
I'm not besmirching
he
it. But
got
I think,
you a Super Bowl.
No. here's what it would be compared to, and it's hard to make this comparison because there's really been no other athlete. But it would have been like I said, if Michael Jordan would have left the Bulls in '98, and let's say he would have went to the Lakers and linked up with Kobe and Shaq, and then didn't win a title,
right?
Would we not look at Michael and go, wait a second.
We'd look at Phil Jackson.
What if Tom Brady bought Tesla? He'd be the richest man in the world.
But that's the closest thing you could compare it to.
I'm done with comparing idiotic cross-sports things that never occurred. Thank you.
Here is Steve Quincy. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing? So, yeah, the comparison from the coaching point of view, like a football coach is so much more important in football than a basketball coach is in basketball. And like Jordan, his skill set, it's infinitely beyond athletically, and that plays a huge role in basketball, whereas Brady's skill set is he never was athletic, and that doesn't have that much of a role in how he plays quarterback. So to compare them is not even – apples and oranges. It's not even apples and oranges. It's like – food and metal.
Yeah, they've done everything that Tom Brady wanted down there, including bringing in AB, knowing full well that he just had another anger management issue because he had to walk out to a gate at his housing complex to let guests in. They've done everything that he wanted. There's no excuse when it comes to Tom Brady.
You literally kissed his toes all year last year. Gone and ripping him left and right.
That was my job. I mean,
lickety lick.
The guy, I think the guy is an.
Come
he's
on,
an.
Man, we go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. We go way back.
I hope the Brady family is continuing to listen.
I love Tom Brady. Hello, don't get me wrong, Curtis.
Oh, you love him. That's it.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
I'm just trying to call it like I see it.
Hey, Wiggy, I have a very important question for you. Who would win more titles, Phil Jackson with the Patriots or Bill Belichick with the Bulls?
I'd say Belichick with the Bulls.
Good. Okay.
By far. You're trying to make comparisons about athletes. We're talking about the greatest athletes of all time. Of course, they're different sports, but you can still compare certain things of how their career is. And to think that Brady's not going to have people look at him and go, oh, we do remember when he went to the Tampa Bay Bucks after he left to the Patriots and had all that talent and got bounced in the first round in the playoffs. I think they will talk about it
and they'll say his ego got the best of him at the end. He thought he could win on his own with the super team in Tampa. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out. I mean,
he underachieved.
There's nobody at his age that has played the game at this level ever, so we can't say he underachieved. He's doing something that's never been done before.
Well, you had him as the MVP. Right. Before the season, so now all of a sudden it's age.
And Wiggy had Cam as the MVP.
Right, and you had them winning 10 in a row, and you said that Bill Belichick's defining moment as a head coach was a regular season game against the Bills.
So I was wrong about that.
That is literally the dumbest thing ever
said. So I was wrong about that. You had Brady as the MVP.
And Curtis was wrong about
that? I was dead wrong, yes.
Too
far for Brady and intercepted!
I allowed my love of the man to cloud my judgment.
Yeah.
It happens. I sympathize.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I got a question. So remember 2008, the Patriots lost Tom Brady to an injury, and we put him in. He went 10-6 or 11-5. We didn't make the playoffs, but I mean
they had seven. Seven fewer wins that season, Mark, than they did the year before with Tom Brady.
No, in 2008.
Yep, they won 18 games.
The year he tore his ACL, they went and they put in Matt Castle. They went 11-5.
Yes, they did. They should have made any other year. They would have made the playoffs.
Right, so and I'm saying that you're using that as an example about Brady's irrelevance. The year before, they won seven games more.
Nobody's saying Tom Brady is irrelevant. He's pointing out that it's more than just one player. It's the entire. It's the roster. It's the coaching. It is the organization.
Do you think the Patriots would win the division if Tom Brady were still the quarterback this year?
I don't know if he'd have. Do you think he'd have a much better record than Cam Newton, Wiggy?
I would say maybe 6-4. I don't know if they win the division because he still doesn't have the talent.
I mean, look what he's doing or not doing that he has down there.
Right. And how come they can't win that division?
He's got three. Curtis, he has three more wins.
And with Edelman hurt, he wouldn't throw at any of the young guys. He wouldn't throw at anybody.
Right. And they can't win that division. I mean, they're not even close to winning that division.
Well, that division's a better division than the AFC East.
Is it really? When you think about it, besides the Saints, Carolina and Atlanta, is Carolina and Atlanta that good?
The Saints would be the best team in the AFC East.
Oh, I said other than the Saints.
Well, you can't remove the best team in the division.
Buffalo is a good team.
Who's a better team?
Miami's a good team.
Who's a better team, the Saints or the Bills?
I would say the Saints.
The Saints.
Who's a better team, Buffalo or the Panthers?
BC.
Yeah, I mean, no, if you want to play this game, answer the question.
The Saints would be the best team in the AFC.
Wiggy telling people to answer the question is freaking hilarious.
No, Danielle, because when he asks a question, I always answer. No, I'm never fraudulent.
Yeah, like 15 minutes. I go to commercial answer. And come back.
You might answer when you want it, but guess what? You get it.
He's fraudulent.
Okay, Siri.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
What's up, kid?
Hey, Wiggy, I hope you feel better, and I just want to say I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
You too. And
Wiggy, you really must be feeling the effects of COVID-19. If you think that Bill Belichick and Cam Newton going down to the Buccaneers can do better, it'd be 10-0. Like, are you ridiculous? You got to get off this clip of Cam being God's greatest gift on earth, because he is a mediocre quarterback, and he's not getting any better. And you just need to deal with that, because he's not our quarterback next year. Who knows who he is? But I don't understand what you have this fatuation with him. I mean, with him being the greatest thing since sliced bread, you got to.
No, I ridiculous. Just said that it's talent down there for him to, and that talent would help him out more than it's helping him out here.
Wiggins
and
Turner.
And when you look at Cam, now that he's kind of got past that COVID fog and he's had that COVID situation, he's actually playing pretty good. He's throwing the ball very efficient. So imagine if he had that type of talent. Imagine if he had Mike Edwards, Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, and Bill Belichick as his coach.
Here's a 978 text that says, Wiggy, what did Tom Brady do to you because of your hate for the man?
Personally, I'm not hating on Brady.
It's sounds scary personal. That you are no. legit. This texter mm-hmm. says it's scary that you are legit on a radio show right now.
No, I'm not hating on Brady at all.
What's up, Tom?
Yeah.
I co-signed with Curtis when he said Brady would be MVP. So how's that hating on the man?
I think Wiggy's just me, so Brady's the shrapnel.
No.
You're right about that.
Curtis, I co-signed you with Brady for MVP.
You did. You did. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Jamie?
Hey, so I was sad last night watching that go down, but I just wanted to say that I think everybody, including myself, that Tom Brady was going to go into Tampa Bay like Bobby Boucher went in and got a championship.
Mm-hmm. Good
point. Now it's looking like they put radio in for the quarterback.
Oh, boy.
Too far for Brady and intercepted.
All right. thankfully or not thankfully, this debate can continue.
Well, it won't be that much longer, Greg.
It won't be. Curtis's lead this morning was that at least they both know that they need each other, right? That's your lead, is that now Bill and Tom both realize that they needed each other?
I think
so. We're getting there.
Yeah, we are. I think if Cam had Mike Edwards, he'd be doing much better.
All right, got to get to Ken and what is trending.
John Johnson, Dale and Keith this morning at 11. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fletcher Granite. Fletcher Granite is your local granite supplier, cutting and providing granite down to our homes and businesses. The curb's right outside. Fletcher Granite rocketed since 1881. You have a stomach for more Belichick.
Sure.
This Brady v. Belichick. This is awkward with Lou yesterday on the OMF interview. It makes you tense up just listening to it. But Lou was asking him about the run game, why they got away from Damian Harris, and here's how that started.
Well, I mean, we had quite a bit of success throwing the ball. We threw for almost 350 yards. So.
Yeah, in that first half, though, I mean, we went into halftime trailing. It just seemed like after the first two drives, you just got away from him. I know going into the game, a lot of people, you look at this Houston Texans team, they were, I think, the worst rush defense in the league. You just thought it was going to be a big Damian Harris day.
Yeah, well, they're well coders. They did a good job, you know, doing some things in running game that were, you know, that were made it more advantageous to throw the ball. So we had a lot of production from it. I mean, if we're going to be able to throw it for that, you know, that type of production, I don't think he wants to keep.
Well, I would say that the
do the best we can to take advantage of the opportunities. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Lou.
No, I'm not. Coach, I'm not questioning you. I'm just curious. That's all. Like, I just, he didn't run the ball after that, and I just, I don't know. Just
we ran it.
What's that?
I wouldn't say we didn't run the ball.
We ran the ball four times after the first couple drives. That's all.
Oh. So awkward.
But I must listen every week for some reason.
Yeah.
Different reasons every week.
God.
Arizona Cardinals week's underway. Patriots lost two draft picks of recent years as well. Yalta Froholt picked up by Houston, Derek Rivers to the Rams. So that's not a good trend. Recent draft fails. Bruins signed restricted free agent Jake DeBrusque. 2-year deal. Annual cap hit $3.675 million. Red Sox in free agent interest with Yankee Jay Happ. Former Yankee Jay Happ per John Morosi. Charlie Morton goes to Atlanta here this morning. 1-year $15 million. So he's out of Tampa. And Jason Tatum's mom, Brandi Cole, telling the Globe, Greg, that her son would love the idea of spending his entire career in Boston.
Oh, that's awesome.
If that meant putting up banners and getting his number retired.
I mean, the guy's 22 years old, and he just signed for $38 million a season.
Mm-hmm.
Not nice. Bad.
Not bad at all.
And the it's intel from my source deal. In Cleveland, Tristan Thompson is the difference. Going to put this team as the favorite in the East, which Wiggy is mocking my source.
I hope your source is right, Ken. I really do.
Danielle, if you're saying that this is like Greg Hill's deal, will the Celtics go into a Christian station soon?
That's correct.
We're near that. Danielle is always, she's promoting this false narrative.
Yeah, I know, your Instagram stories never back it up or anything.
Underpaid. Underutilized, okay. Underpaid.
That might be accurate.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
She calls me a liar, then I win the David Mask. I guess the stones are coming to face her now. This nervousness will pave all the stones that are thrown up.
A lot of people mailing it in tomorrow in this weird 2020 year, but not us. We will be here working right up until Thanksgiving. So hopefully you will. Daily Leaf coming up at 10, and Thanksgiving. Where are you? What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Danielle?
Sorry, had to switch my mic back on. Me and my mom.
You and your mom. That's
having
it?
A little din-din. That's it. Just the two of us.
Are you
eating turkey if we can?
If there's only two of you, are you going to make everything, or are you just going to get takeout?
No, we'll make everything.
Oh, you're not.
Okay. Make smaller portions.
Yeah. Leftovers for days. Baby.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, the sandwiches and all the rest of that stuff. Yeah,
right.
That's good.
Which is good. Yeah. You know who's not going to be having a great Thanksgiving though? Lori Loughlin. Or Lachlan, however you want to say it.
Is she still in prison?
She's still in prison, and evidently, because of the COVID stuff, there's a lot going on in there that she's been complaining about. there's this woman named Holly Kuhlman, who is a former inmate turned prison consultant, and I guess she's been in touch with clients that are in the same facility as Lori Loughlin, and evidently, because they have a series of restrictions that have been put in place, I think she's in Dublin, Ohio. At the correctional institution. So her phone calls have been slashed to 3 calls per week.
Mm-hmm. In person. Who's she calling? Like her agent or?
No, her husband and her daughters, Monday probably. Yes. Olivia Jade, yes.
Yeah.
She's calling Scott from Weymouth. Yes, exactly, Wiggs. And let's see what else. So she can only shower 3 times per week. No in-person visits. Evidently, everything is super dirty. She's sharing a cell with 3 other women, and they're confined to their cell for most of the day. And even though they can't do anything in the prison, the lights still go on at 5 a.m. automatically. Mm-hmm. They have to be ready for their head count with their bed made by 6:30 a.m.
Isn't that supposed to be what jail is, though? It's not supposed to be pleasant, right?
I mean,
it's
right, correct. Well, she,
I think so.
She was expecting, like, Martha Stewart Tree Club prison.
Yeah. She didn't get that.
They've also changed the food. They get dry cereal and fruit for breakfast. And then for lunch and dinner, they get grab bags containing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, she has to eat
PB&Js?
What about the avocado toast?
No avocado toast.
Any brioche?
No Ezekiel bread. None of that nonsense.
I mean, then she only get like 4 months, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, what's she tripping for?
They might release her tomorrow or something like that because of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Curtis, wasn't there some breaking news, speaking of prison, on Ghislaine Maxwell?
Oh, my God. This is, get ready for this, tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday. Ghislaine Maxwell is reportedly in quarantine at her prison in Brooklyn, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Because one of the staffers who is charged with taking care of her, keeping up with what she's doing, has COVID.
Hmm.
So my guess is this is the first step in the Wednesday 6:30 p.m. news dump of Ghislaine Maxwell passes due to COVID-19.
Pass?
Whoa. Gone. Dead.
I think it's more likely that she gets pardoned by the president.
You seem okay with that, which is
stunning to me. Listen, I'm not. Am I okay with it? No. But do I think it's going to happen? Probably.
If you want him to run in 2024, that can happen.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
You can't have pardoned this woman who was basically aiding and abetting one of the most serial pedophiles in American history.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but don't you think that she has the goods on nearly everybody in the federal government?
No.
Doesn't Trump hate the Clintons more than he loves himself in a way that if she were to get and testify at her trial and release all the dirty Bill Clinton laundry, I think for Trump it would be worth it even if he was part of it.
Hey, you know what I do with dirty laundry, Curtis? I smell it. I sniff it.
Gross. Greg, don't you think if she had all that, like, those secrets that she would have been out on? I mean, if you got that much information on high-ranking people.
Well, she does.
But she'd be out. Why ain't she out then? Like, if you got that much juice and you got that much information, you'd be out of jail. You wouldn't still be in prison because you would have gave that stuff up for your freedom.
Yeah, but those people are, it's past the point of them being able to be tried, and the person they'd be trying is dead.
I think most I think there's a lot of people who do not want her to make it to a trial.
Correct.
I would think.
In fact, she's probably safer in prison.
I just found it interesting that today, Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, with all this news, Trump conceded last night, and you have this random story in the Daily News in New York that says, oh, she's being quarantined.
Yeah. No, I think you need to pay attention tomorrow, sometime around 5:30 or 6.
Yep.
For the announcement from the governor that the state is shutting down and that Ghislaine Maxwell has been let out of prison because of coronavirus and took to some country where there's no extra...
Tweet of the Trump Tower.
Right. And it's not Ghislaine, it's Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn Maxwell.
Her and Joe Exotic.
And Joe Exotic.
That's a reality show.
All right. Let's see here. This is Nate who wants to talk to a Wiggy. Nate, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving.
Nate,
hey, happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. I hope you guys have a blessed day.
Yes.
Hey, Wiggy, I have to say, my man, I love you. I really do. But I think you went out to dinner with Cam Newton and got the COVID because it's gotten to your head. If you look at Cam Newton, he's been in the league for 9 years. He's 31 years old. He is who he is. Yeah, he has no weapons. But if you look at it, let's give him another, all right, 4 or 5 touchdowns on top of that. Okay. He is who he is. Going forward, this is not the future of the Patriots.
Yeah, but I've never said he was the future Patriots.
You said he's a bridge guy.
The bridge guy.
What is the bridge? 2 to 3 years? Is it 4 years?
I'd say about 2 to 3 years. That's the bridge.
Okay, so then we're going to bring in the next guy, and we want Cam Newton to mold the next guy?
Well, just mentor him. Whoever the next guy is, I believe that's somebody they should be drafting this year in the first round, and that will be your guy, whether he's ready to play next year or the year after that. And Cam is a good veteran, maybe mold whoever that player is as far as mentor him and what to do, what not to do. And then if something happens to that player, you have a solid backup in Cam Newton to fall back on that you know what Cam can do.
Are you convinced that Bill is done with Stiddy?
Yeah, I think so. I think that ship is sailed. Yeah, I don't think he's. I think Stidham.
He's off to that great apple orchard in the sky.
Yeah, he'll be cut after the season.
Oh, I cannot wait for him to grade Kennedy's stuffing on Thursday.
They're probably doing some kind of an Etsy display of their Thanksgiving table or something
and
like
you
that.
You should see the manger they're creating. But
Wiggy, do you think that if Bill had any faith in him, that we would have seen him already or something? I mean,
you would have saw Stidham if Bill felt like that was the guy. Let me ask you something, Greg, because do you think Bill goes, okay, give me a full off season of Cam. Let me put some pieces around them. I know there's no COVID, so I'm willing to spend some money. Mm-hmm. You don't think that Bill looks at it and goes, oh, I can get to the playoffs with Cam Newton?
It sounds like he does based on what he says because he's positively glowing about the guy.
Even when he said to Lou, it's like, listen, we threw the ball for over 350 yards. It had nothing to do with our quarterback.
Yeah,
and I think he feels like, you know, and I told you, I'm jumping aboard the Matt Light train where I think Bill might have looked at this year and goes, you know what?
That's a throwaway.
Yeah.
And your boy Tommy Curran had to report him. Patriots don't have it since July. The absence of things that have gone on, no compete in terms of trying to take the job away from Cam, if you believe your guy.
Low energy. So he's a low energy guy.
Yeah, low energy.
Any info about the real estate with the Stidhams?
No, did Jim Gray? Oh, I guess Brady was on the field. No Jim Gray question last night.
Oh, he said he was going to ask him privately. Is he going to call back and tell us?
Yeah, we need to call Jim Gray.
Yeah. All right, we will get to today's crossover coming up next.
Are you a Boston sports fan?
Yes!
Well, you've come to the right place.
The Patriots have won Super Bowl 51 in the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Now, Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Crossover brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. And just like Danielle today, it looks like Dale got dolled up for the video broadcast. Dale, you look fantastic.
Well, thank you very much.
Smoke show.
I do not look like Danielle. I can tell you that right now. The same quarter zip, well, different colors every day, but that I wear every day. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a deal with IKEA that Danielle obviously has.
Yeah. No, I don't either, but I'm fishing for one on Twitter.
Well, she spent enough, clearly.
That and Frank's Red Hot.
Correct.
So those are the two things you're looking for here.
Do you use that on your plants or something? Why is that?
I put that S on everything, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it helps it grow.
No, I just thought it would be funny if I started putting like random objects in that spot in my Zoom. Not make it fun.
Okay, I want to see what tomorrow brings.
Don't get weird.
We'll see. Wiggy's got in the background.
I got me some hot sauce now.
Somebody was saying earlier that Danielle gets more dolled up. They use this word for when she's working from home than she does in the studio. But I keep it cold in here, so she has to
wear a big hoodie every day.
So
I mean, at the risk of being, you know, a suck up here, Danielle looks fine every day.
I agree.
What are we talking about here?
And she saved my life. She saved my life today with my phone. I got locked out of my iPhone with some stupid update thing. And Danielle saved me. So she's a true.
She did it remotely?
Yeah. She's the ultimate. Yes. She's the ultimate work wife.
She's the smartest one on the show.
She is, by far. Yeah. She is the smartest one on the show. So, Dale, not a good night for Tom Brady last night.
You know, the first interception I'd almost give him. He got hit. Okay, it happens. Second one was just a brain fart. I mean, what the hell is he thinking? And, you know, you've got an opportunity to go down the field and win the game, and he does something like... Have you noticed, by the way, every opposed quarterback, when he wins, he doesn't know anybody when he loses.
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier, and, I mean, I don't know. Danielle was saying he's a poor sport.
He's a baby. Big baby is
He's a
what he is.
Bitch.
Well, that too. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Nancy, if you're listening.
Is he though? It seems petty.
I get it, you're focused, whatever.
Yeah. Rich doesn't mind at all. As far as he's concerned, don't ever shake anybody's hand. I'd have more respect for Brady if he just did what he did last night for every game.
Yeah.
Win, lose, I'm out. See you later. I don't have to shake anybody's hands. I don't have to do this. But that whole, you know, you beat a quarterback. Hey, how you doing? Love you. You lose it. He's tail lights.
Yeah.
Not much respect for that part. But
I don't know. I mean, it seems like at this point in his career that he would be over that. A loss or a win, you shake hands.
And it seems like, does it? I mean, what was it after the chuck where he basically lopped like he was a politician and shook everybody's hand?
Everybody. Yeah, the whole team was lined up there. I mean, I think he probably feels and senses the inevitability of a career that is at this point winding down. I mean, he is 42 years old, for crying out loud. It's going to happen to everybody. And he probably doesn't like how it feels right now. I mean, he knows what he did on that last pass, and he's probably not happy with himself. I don't think he and Bruce Arians get along at all. We're going to talk about that a bit today on the show. I don't think it's going to last. I asked earlier in the year if Tom Brady could get Bruce Arians fired, and I'm beginning to think that's what he's angling for.
Yeah.
He wants Josh to be his coach down there.
Yeah, he probably does. I mean, listen, they gave him everything that he wanted. I mean, he went down there with the idea that he was going to have a say in the offense and a say in the personnel, and you know, it seems like they gave it to him. So
just wait for today. The nation will be talking about Tom Brady. Poor role in kids for sport.
That's a great question. Who does Brady handpick to be his next head
Josh
coach?
Josh McDaniels.
Then? But Christian Fourier will tell us, and we know Scoops Foyer said that him and Josh weren't getting along when he was here. So why would he want to bring Josh down there?
Because he had his greatest success recently, at least, you know, with
what about
Josh
Billy O'Brien?
As the OC.
He's available.
Yeah, he is available. You could be right, Chris, maybe, but... don't you get the sense, well, O'Brien probably is not going to get another head coaching job anytime soon anyway.
Dale, you sound like you're on Edelman's phone. I think we got to reboot over there. So
sorry, I'll be happy to do that. Sorry, I don't know what the heck's going on here.
If you need help,
technically, you can get it from Danielle if you need to do a full-scale reboot.
She can do it from there. That's what makes me nervous, actually, that she can do it from her house.
He actually sounds like a robot.
He
doesn't he, Greg? He's like a robot.
Oh, like when they used to have the guys playing violin underwater on the Tonight Show. That's what he sounds like. All right.
I can disconnect and reconnect.
And we'll let everybody know that Dale and Keefe is coming up next.
All right, guys, thanks.
We will be back here tomorrow morning at 6, one more day before the big holiday. We won't have Wiggy's Black Mac to enjoy this Thanksgiving like we did last year because he can't come in the studio. So
no, I don't know when I'm back in the studio, but we will be able to get to the bottom of your beef with Fourier.
I really don't have any beef with Christian Fourier. I love the guy. So
we got beef with you.
If he has a beef with me, that's fine. We'll address that tomorrow morning. We can absolutely address that tomorrow morning on the show. Talk to you then at 6. Thank you very much for listening. Dale and Keefe is next.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.